Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Hometown Pride Chair Emmett Conrad about their upcoming summit meeting. What is Indianola Hometown Pride?
Yeah, Indianola Hometown Pride is a service organization that's under the city council. We were all the committee of nine right now has been handpicked by city council to lead philanthropic events here in Indianola and to better the community. Our motto is to mobilize residents to enhance the community, increase pride, and encourage growth.
There's also a community meeting coming up where it's full of some current members. You're also inviting some new members to try and come. It's just kind of encourage growth, let people know about what's going on in Hometown Pride. Kind of give us the details on that.
Yeah. So last year, we were kind of trying to, we started last year, this organization. So we sat down and at our first meeting and kind of thought about what are some projects that need to be done here in Indianola, or what needs to happen to better Indianola. And we came up with a bunch of different things, but every time we thought of something, it was, well, this organization's already doing that. This other organization's planning on doing that. So we kind of thought, there's a ton of organizations in Indianola that are doing stuff already. And we counted them up just off the top of our head, and there are 70 organizations here in Indianola that we can count. I mean, there could be more. So we kind of said, you know, how do we, instead of all of us working all separately, how do we all work together to better Indianola? And that's what this, what we're calling Organization Summit is to combine all of these organizations, get together maybe quarterly, kind of talk about, hey, how do you need help? What do you need help with? How can other organizations help you? And what projects are coming up? So that's kind of what this organization summit at the Groggy Dog is going to be about. It'll basically kind of be, you know, what do you need help with? We are planning on doing some things, and so we're going to be asking for help too.
Talk a little bit about how people can join and how people can help out, because it really is just volunteer your time. I mean, that's really what you need the most, correct?
Yeah, that's of course, being a philanthropic organization, it's tough to get people to volunteer. So we definitely need volunteers. We have a list of three right now, but we definitely would love to have help for just on the back burner. So like last summer when the storms hit, we decided just to pick up and let's go help people that can't pick up those branches and those leaves. And so we asked our volunteers to help. So just people that are on the back burner for just anything that we have planned or anything we don't have planned. So how you can sign up is either you can go to our Facebook page, which is at Indianola Hometown Pride, and then just message us, post a comment, what have you, and let us know that you're interested. Or you can email me at elconrad12, that's elkonrad12@gmail.com.
What are some of the projects that Indianola Hometown Pride has completed in the past, other than storm cleanup, that people can kind of get a sense of what you guys do?
Yeah, like you mentioned, the storm cleanup, that was something we were really excited about. We also went and picked up weeds in the spring of last year around the square and just kind of tried to beautify the square. The big thing last year was trying to get the word out so we can get volunteers. And we also worked with city council to find a spot for what we're calling a community chest, so which has not been put out yet, but we've been planning this. It's a chest that we're going to put in various locations. The original thought was a city hall, which is why we're working with the city to do that. And the community chest is basically something similar to Can Drive or like free libraries, where you can, we're thinking in the spring we can do spring flowers or wildflowers in the spring. In the fall we can do pickup bags, different. And then in the winter maybe hats and gloves, underwear, socks, what have you, to better our community, encourage growth, and beautify our community. So that's a community chest, and we have some things that we're planning on this year also to do.
One final time, what are the details of the summit meeting? How can I join in if I wanted to help and I wasn't affiliated with any of these organizations?
Yeah, so you can find us on Indianola Hometown Pride on Facebook, or you can email me at elconrad12@gmail.com. If you want to come to this organization summit here at the Groggy Dog Wednesday, the 30th, you can come and see what we're about, see what other organizations are doing. And that's going to lead up to something we are planning here in the summer, which we are calling Organization Expo, in which kind of similar to a job fair, but a little more fun, hopefully live music and food vendors and all of that, with the different organizations here around Indianola set up on the square is our hope, where volunteers can come and see what all these organizations are doing, volunteer to do that, and just in general see what all the organizations here in Indianola are.
Thanks to Emmett Conrad for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.